Today's shir is Masechtah Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Barminei, Rav Chisda. They asked Rav Chisda the following question. Misha Ochel, if somebody drank, ate bread, Vishasa, and he drank wine, V'loy Birech, and he did not make a bracha prior to eating the bread or before drinking the wine. Now the question is, can you make a bracha now? Amalhu. So Rav Chisda responded, if somebody ate garlic and his breath is affected by the smell of the garlic, should he eat more garlic that his breath should smell even more? Here too, it's bad enough that he did the Aveira that he did not make a bracha. But why would we think that he should continue eating without making a bracha? Amar Ravina, says Ravina, Hilkach, now that we've established that somebody who remembers the middle of the meal that he didn't make a bracha, he should make a bracha at this point. So maybe I feel gomasadasa. If he finished his meal, Yachsav Yorech, he should make a bracha again. And of course, we're talking about a situation that he can't eat anymore, because if he could eat some more, that's certainly the best advice we could give him. The best advice we could give him is eat some more, and by eating more, you'll have to make a bracha, as we just learned. But it's referring to a situation that he has no more bread to make a bracha on, or as we discussed earlier in Amasechta, he washed my machroinim, or he said havlon v'nevarech, that we've learned in Amasechta, that at that point, he has to say birchas hamazon. And that's why the Gemara's question is that maybe if he has, he should still make a bracha. This is the way the Mashah explains the Gemara, that the Gemara is speaking about a situation where he finished eating and still he should maybe make a bracha. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. According to this, the original question of the Gemara was that if somebody's in the middle of the meal, maybe he can't make a bracha anymore. And what was the Havamina that if he's in the middle of the meal, he should not be able to make the bracha? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest, the Gemara Masechta Pesachim discusses a person who only has one type of vegetable by his Seder. And he used that vegetable for karpas. When he comes to the maror, he can't make an achil smar on it because he ate it already. Here too, since he already ate, maybe he can't make a bracha, to which the Gemara says, we can't compare the birchas hamitzvahs to the birchas hananim. The Tanya, if the Gemara brings a raya that you can make a bracha after the fact, because the halacha is tavol, if somebody went to the mikvah, v'olam mitfilasoi, and now he's coming out of the mikvah, I'm a baliyosoi, as he comes out, he makes the bracha, baruch shek tashonam tzvas v'tzvana ala tfilah. So we see that you can make a bracha even after the fact. However, says the Gemara V'lohi, it's not a good comparison. Hasam mikarol of chazi. They were talking about a situation that most people, Rashi explains, in those times went to the mikvah because they were a balkeri. And as we've learned earlier in our Masechta, a balkeri in those times could not make a bracha. So you could only make the bracha after he did the tefillah. So since he couldn't make the bracha at that point, he never excluded himself from the bracha. However, hacha, if he already made the bracha, gavrachazi, he's already a person that could have made the bracha, and he chose not to make the bracha. So I would think, That's since he excluded himself, he should remain excluded. So the chiddush is that as long as he's still eating, he can make a bracha. The halacha is indeed, if somebody becomes a ger, the halacha is that you only make the bracha after the tefillah, because before the tefillah, he's not able to make the bracha because he's still not Jewish. The question that comes up is when a nid goes to the mikvah, what she should do? Some say that she should only, the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz, that she only makes the bracha after the tefillah. She should cover herself, separate the top and bottom of her body and make the bracha then. Some, and most people of the minhag, that she should make the bracha after, she should be toivel herself once, immerse once, make the bracha, and then immerse again. Shabbos, there's a new issue about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. So the Pesach can say on Shabbos, she should make the bracha quietly, so it should be not obvious that she's going to the mikvah because she's obligated to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Tanabonim, asparagus. Asparagus is a food that they used to eat. It's a food that they used to eat that had in it different vegetables and wine or beer with cabbage. And the Gemara says, Yofel Aleif, it's good for the heart. Toiv Leinayim, it's good for the eyes. V'koshkel L'bnei Mayim, it's certainly good for the intestines. V'arogobo, and somebody who drinks it on a regular basis, Yofel L'kol Gufay, it has excellent therapeutic value for the entire body. V'mishtakim Imenu, but if somebody comes intoxicated from it, Koshel L'kol Gufay, it's not good. Says the Gemara, Midik Tani, since we're speaking about asparagus, that's yofel aleif, it must be mechlad b'chamra skinin. We're talking about the asparagus that's made with wine. V'koshke, v'ktani, and we just learned that v'koshke l'bnei mayim, that asparagus is good for the intestines. Ask the Gemara, v'tani, but have we not learned in a braisa, when we drink asparagus that's made from wine, it's good for certain parts of the body, and it's not good for certain parts. L'lat yofa, it's good for the lev, and nayim, and tchol. But the ramas, koshel, what does ramas stand for? Roish, ma'ayim, tachtonius, hemorrhoids. So here we're saying that asparagus with wine is good for the intestines. And here we're saying that it's not good for the intestines. Answers the Gemara, ki tanya hi, wet, type of situation are we talking about there? It's talking about b'yayin yoshen, that when you used aged wine, that's when it's good for the intestines. Kritnan, indeed, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet in the Dorim, if somebody says koinim yayin shani toyim, he makes a neder that he won't drink wine. Why? Because he was said shayayin koshel b'nei ma'ayim. Wine is not good for the intestines, and I don't want to have stomach problems. And then Amrloi, they tell him, V'haloi miyushin, old wine, yoflim neimayim, on the contrary, is great for the intestines. The halacha is, V'shasak, and now he's quiet, Asa b'chadosh, she's not allowed to have wine, which is not aged wine, but miyushin, because the nether was made under forced penitences. Shema Aminah, from here we see that aged wine is good for the intestines. Of course, there's a very interesting machloikus here. Here we're saying that first he made a neder that he's not going to have any benefit from wine. And when he's told that the wine is good for his intestines, the halacha is that the neder, since it was made under improper pretenses, becomes a neder that's bottled. But the question is, isn't there a halacha of neder shabbat mktsasai bottle kulai, that if part of it is nullified, the whole thing is nullified? So they explain, some say indeed that is the halacha, that the entire neder is nullified. Others say what we say is, he thinks that if I would have known that, I would have only made a neder on not aged wine, but the nether would not be effective on aged wine. And therefore, in such a circumstance, the nether on the aged wine remains, the nether on the non-aged wine remains in effect. Tara bottom. Shishadvaram nemru with asparagus. There were six things said regarding the asparagus. Ain't shanaisai el kishuchai. You're not supposed to, you only use it when the wine is not diluted. Mole, you have to drink it from a full cup. Bekable biyad yamin, you should take it in your right hand. Bishaseyu biyad smol, but when you're actually drinking it, hold it in your left hand. Vemasichen achrov, don't speak right after drinking it. Vemafsichen boy, drink it in one shot. Don't interrupt in the middle. And don't give the cup back after you drank it. Don't give it back. Ella only to the individual who gave it. Ella mishnasaloi, only to the person who gave it to you. Virok achrov, you should spit after it, after you eat, drink it. One should eat immediately afterwards, but what should you eat right afterwards? Something from which the asparagus was made. Ask the Gemara, but we learned in a Braisa, ain't some chanasel of a pass. The what should you drink immediately after the asparagus? You should eat bread. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. Haba de Chamra, asparagus that's made from wine, you should eat bread after drinking it. Haba de Shikra, asparagus that's made out of beer, then you should use ingredients that are in the asparagus. Tani Chodom, continues the Braisa. One Braisa says, Lilat Yofa, that the asparagus is good Lilat. Lilat Yofa means lave, heart, inayim, eyes, tchol, spleen. Lermas, roish, head, ma'ayim, intestines, tough, hemorrhoids, kosh, it's not good. V'yat hanyidach, and yet in the other braisa says just the opposite. L'ramas yofa and lat kasha. And it's the Gemara of the same teretz. Loi kasha. Ha b'de chamra ha b'de shikra. The first braisa is talking about an asparagus that's made out of wine. The second braisa is talking about asparagus that's made out of beer. Continues the Gemara. Tani chada. L'lat rak achrov. If you spit right after drinking the asparagus, loika, then you will get the disease that you were trying to avoid. V'tanya idach, loirak achrav, if you didn't spit afterward, loika, you'll have that disease. Says the Gemara, the same teretz. Loikasha. Haba de chamra, if it's made out of wine, it's good not to spit afterwards. Haba de shikra, if it's made out of beer, then you should spit. Aravashti, hashtet to Amrut, now that you're saying loy rock akrav loika, that if you don't spit after drinking it, you put yourself into danger. The halacha is meimav nizrachim, if saliva gathers in your mouth after drinking asparagus, spit out that saliva, afil b'fnei melech, even if you're standing in front of a king. Says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel ben Elisha. The Rabbeinu Chananel explains, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a Kohen Gadol, and he got a shame Noira, he got a shame Hashem from Gavriel, and he used to speak with the Malachi Asharis. The Gemara, in fact, says that famous Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas, Nechnas, Lakhtik, Taras, Lufnai, Fnam, a Gemara we had earlier in the Masech Tadaf, Zayinim, Amun Aleph, Vroisa Krisil, Ka Hashem Tzvokos, Shuyosha Kisei Rav Anissa, Vamal Yishma Bacheni. So the Gemara says, Rav Yishma ben Elisha, who would commonly have these conversations with Melochim, says, Shlosh Dvaram Sochli Suriel Saraponim. Suriel, the holy Malach, told me three halachas. Number one, he told me, is Al Titna Chalucha Shachas Miyad Hashemesh V'Tilbash. Don't take your clothing in the morning from an attendant. However, the Levush Yisrod and the Prima Godim, say that this halacha applies even if the attendant who you're taking your clothing from in the morning washed Netilas Yadayim. The Klozim Gareba in the Tshuvan Arachayim Simon Beis, however, says that this is only applicable if the person you take the baguette from did not wash his Netilas Yadayim. Val Tito Yotcha, don't wash Negel Vasser, Mishloi Notel Yodav, from somebody who didn't wash Negel Vasser himself. And explains the Beis Yosef in the name of the Zoyar in Arachayim Simon Dalit. Because the pasuk says the hizo had tor al atame, somebody who's already tor could wash negel vaser. Furthermore, he says that this is a halacha only by negel vaser. Other times, if somebody is washing your hand, even though he didn't wash his hands, it's not an issue. The Taz disagrees, and he says that even if you're washing your hands for eating, you shouldn't let your hands be washed by somebody who didn't wash his hands. Moreover, says the Magen Avraham, the issur is only if this person is pouring the water on your hands. But if he is just bringing the water, but won't be pouring it on your hands, this issue doesn't exist. V'atachse kosh asparagus, don't give the cup of asparagus, el shemesh nosn loch. Only give it back to the person who gave it to you. Nay, tachpasas. There are shadim called tachpasas that start up with such a person. Vamalei estagelas, shemalcha chabura, shemalcha chabola, mitzapim la'odam. They wait for the person. Vayimrim, and they say, emes ha'yava odam li'yadei echem edvar malalu. When will a person not be careful with one of these three things? If you look at it, we'll be able to bring him into our orbit. Amishu b'levi. Three things was I told by the Malchamovis. Don't take your clothing in the morning from the attendant. Put it on yourself. As we just learned, don't let your hands be washed by somebody who didn't wash his hands first. You have to be very careful not to be where women come back from a levaya. I am there, and I have a sword in my hand. So you have to be super careful. In fact, that's the minig, that women don't go out to the Beis HaKvaros. If a person did meet women when they were coming out from a levaya, and the reason, explains the Mashal, why does the Malchamovis specifically go between the women as they return from a levaya? Says the Mashal, because we know that women were the ones that brought Misa to the world with the story of Chava and Eitz Hadas. So whenever somebody, Rechman Slan, passes away, we have to be extremely careful. Vimpagab, and if you meet a woman at that point, Maitakanta, what should you do to avoid any problems? Lynch a meduchte arba amas. Jump from where you are four amas. Iik in the hara, if there's a river passing by, leebri. Go on the other side of the river. Viikadaka achrina, if there's no river, but there's a different road, lezaba. Viikaguvda, if there is a wall, stand lachir achura, stand outside on the other side of the wall. If you lie, and if you can't do so, lahad ape v'leima, v'yayim Hashem al-satan, yigacha Hashem b'cha, say that pasuk, and as the Ben Yoyod explains, there are 18 words in that pasuk, equal the word chai, to live, ad chaf v'nei, until the women pass by. Now we begin discussing the halacha of kosher bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Nar Chaim Simon Kuf Pei Bei Sif Aleph brings three opinions. One opinion is that every time you say Birchas Hamazon, you should have a kosher bracha, to the degree that if you don't have wine, don't eat bread, so that you should not have to say Birchas Hamazon. Others say that it's only if three people 8, and there's a chiv zimun, that's when there's a chiv kosher bracha. And the other opinion is that even if you had three people, it doesn't require a kosher bracha. But says the Rama, this is an Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Pei Beis of Aleph, Bikom Mokim Mitzvah Men Amuvcha Levarach Al Kais. If you could be make a kosher bracha, you should. So says the Gemara, Amr Reb Zeira, Amr Avuv Amali B'Masnis Satana, Asar Dvarim Nemr B'Kosher Bracha. There are 10 halachas regarding kosher bracha. Tan Hadacha, it requires to be rinsed from the inside. Tan Shtifa, it requires Shtifa, which means rinsing from the outside. And as we speak about this halacha is not only by kosher bracha. The Rambam says that this is halacha by the kais on which we make kiddush as well. Chai, you should pour the wine into the cup, as we discussed extensively in our previous year. You should put the wine in the cup when it's not diluted, and then you'll dilute it later. Mole, the cup should be full of wine till the top. Itur, we're going to speak what itur means. For ituf means that you should put on clothing, you should put on a hat, a yarmulke, when you're going to say brichas mazon with a kosher bracha. Noit l'bishtei yadav, take the kosher with two hands, but nice noy, but put it biyad yamin, put it into your right hand. Magbim and a karka tefach, make sure to raise it from the floor two hand by at least a tefach. And as the Taz explains, you take the kosher bracha with two hands to show how much you appreciate the kosher bracha, but you only hold it with one hand that it shouldn't look like it's heavy in you. If you're an itter, that then you should carry it, then you should hold it in your right hand, that means in our left hands. You should send the kosher bracha to the people of your family. And from here we see that anshei beisoi mean everybody, and as we're going to see, including your wife. And that's why Ramey Shapiro suggests that if somebody left a tzava, obviously we're talking about a tzava that was written in a halachically permissible manner, and he writes that he's leaving his money l'anshei beisoi, it means his wife as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Anu ein lanu ela arba. From all the 10 halachas that you just mentioned, we only know of 4. Hadacha, shtifa, cleaning them inside and out, because it's the kavod habracha to use a clean cup. And therefore, Tosfos says that if it's already clean, you don't have no reason to do it. However, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina disagree, and they say that there is maybe an issue to always do shtifa v'hadacha. Chayumali. Tana, hadacha, as we said earlier, means b'befnim, washing it from the inside. Shtifa means b'chutz, washing it from the outside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kolam avarach kos mole, if somebody makes a bracha on a full cup, noisle nachlu b'li mitzarim, he will get a Yerusha without any borders. Shenema u'mole berchas Hashem. If you say berchas Hashem on a cup which is mole, yom v'darim Yerusha. You'll have the south and the west and the north. You'll have the whole world. He'll be zoche to have two worlds, ha'olam hazeh ve'olam haba. Rav Yehuda Atrayu B'Talmidim. So we spoke about Itur. And says the one, you know what Itur means? Shmatrayu B'Talmidim. You put Talmidim around the kais. Chizdama Matalei B'Natalei. You take other cups of wine around the kais of bracha. Omer Chanan U'B'Chai. We said you should put in non-diluted wine into the kais of bracha. Omer Avsheshis. And when do you dilute it? By the Birchas Haaretz. So, as we saw, Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't do itur bezman hazeh, but what we should be careful, say the poskim, we should not have empty cups or dirty cups around the kosher bracha. We don't have to have a full cup, but we certainly should not have, says the Shari Tshuva, and Ayur Chaim Simen Kupay Gimel Sifkot and Aleph. Ein lanich kolim reikim al shulchan beis birchas hamazon. There shouldn't be empty cups on the table when you say birchas hamazon. And he says v'gedoylim this harbazah. And certainly that's one of the reasons why we know to take off the keli which we use for mayim achroinim by birchas hamazon. Says the Gemara, Papa Ma'at of Yosef. Rav Papa used to put on his coat when he benched. Rav Asi paras sudra al reishei. He put on a yarmulke, a covering on his head. So, of course, the question is, you're always supposed to wear a yarmulke. So what's pshat that they put on a yarmulke when they put on the when they said the Birchas Hamazon? So I saw from the Radzina Rebbe that he says that he put on what on top of what he had normally on his head, a yarmulke, whatever, he used to have a special hat that he put on by when he benched with a kosher bracha. We said that the kosher bracha should be accepted with two hands. I'm Rav Chinen Papa, my craw, because the pasuk says, su yedechem, both hands, pick up both hands, uvarker es Hashem. I'm Rav Chibar Abba Limin, v'nice Limin, and then you put it into your right hand. I'm Rav Chibar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan, v'shanim shalu, they asked a question. Small mashut sayli yajamin. You're supposed to have it in your right hand, but it's hard for you to hold it in one hand. And the question is, can you use your left hand to hold the right hand? Amar Vashi, hoyav rishonim boilu v'lo yishalu. Since this question was asked in the earlier generations, and they were not able to come up with an answer, anan navad l'chumra, we should be machmer. So the question is, certainly, this is not a chiv deraisa. And don't we have a rule, suffik derabbanan lekula? So when we have the suffik, we should be lenient. So some say that since the reason the halacha was supposed to do it is because of covet of the kosher bracha, hidda mitzvah, and hidda mitzvah, we should always be machmer. But then I saw an opinion that the mitzvah of hidda mitzvah is based on the pasuk of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. And Zeh Keli Vanveyu is obviously a deraisa. If that's the case, so now we are dealing with a deraisa, and that's why we should be machmer on this question. On Magbia, we learned, you pick it up from the karka tefach. Amar Rav Achim Rav Chanina, my craw, where do we see that you should pick it up? Because the pasuk says, Kosh Yeshuas Esa, of Hashem, Hashem Ekra. And the reason you have to pick it up, says the Torah, that everybody should see the kosher bracha that we are using. V'noisim, enabai, you should look at the kosher bracha, k'hechad alay nesich da'atimenei, that you shouldn't forget about the kosher bracha. U'mashagra l'anshe beishim matana, and then we learned that you send it to the rest of your family, to your wife, as a gift, k'hechad etvarek tevisui, that she should have a bracha. Says the Gemara, Ula ikla lebei Rav Nachman. Ula came to the home of Rav Nachman, karach rifta, he ate bread, baruch baruch mezoina, and he said birchas hamazon, yov lekesed the brachos of Rav Nachman, and he gave the kosher bracha to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman, lishta ma'akos the brachos liyolosa, you should send some of it to my wife, liyolosa. And from here says the Magen Avraham, that even if the wife did not sit at the table, even if the wife did not join in the meal, she should still have from the kosher bracha. Amalei, hachi amar b'yochan, ein pri b'tna shalisha, mizbarach al b'tna shalish. The bracha that your wife has comes from you. Shenema, as the pasuk indeed says, uvarech pri b'tnacha. Pri b'tna loy nemer, doesn't say it in the losh in the keva, ela pri b'tnacha. Your pri b'tn, your bracha comes from her bracha comes from you. Tainami hachi. That the bracha woman has comes from the husband. Shneva var pribitcha, pribitna loynemel pribitnacha. Ada hachi shami yalta. Yalta heard what had transpired and that she was not going to get the kosher bracha. Kama b'zira, she got up angrily, vasal bechamra, and she went to the wine cellar, v'tavra abamei dona dechamra, and she broke 400 barrels of wine. Amalei Rav Nachman, and the Mashal explains, what was she trying to show with this? She was trying to show to us that money isn't important to me, and I can lose 400 barrels of wine. What's important to me is that I didn't get the kosher bracha. Din Yaakov says that the gematria of 400 is ra'ayin. She said, you who didn't send me the kosher bracha, you are ra'ayin. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, nizla ma'akos achrina. We better send her another cup of wine. So shalach lo. So he sent the following message, kol kahai navgad b'kosei. The entire wine in the barrel, in the bottle of wine, is all considered kosher bracha. So drink from that. Sholcholei, and she sent a message back to him, Mimadurim Meili. People who walk around the cities speak foolish things. Umemasatute kalmi. And from old clothing, you make shmatas, you make rags. What he's saying is that she was saying to Ula, what you're saying is not necessary. And she was saying, says the Ein Yaakov, more than that. You shouldn't mix in between a husband and a wife. Amar Vasi, Amos Sichin al Kosher Bracha. As soon as somebody gets the Kosher Bracha, he should not speak until from when the Kosher Bracha comes into his hand, says the Bnei Yisachar, till after he makes the Bari Pri Hagafen. The Magen Avraham takes this a step further. The Magen Avraham says what the Gemara means to say, that until the people who intend to drink from the kosher bracha, they shouldn't, the people who intend to drink from the kosher bracha should not speak out until they actually drink. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes, Kuf Yud, discusses the concept of zugos. Zugos means that pairs are problematic. So now, Amar Vasi, Eim Varchim, a kosher pranis. We shouldn't use a kosher bracha, a kosher pranis. Ask the Gemara, my kosher pranis. Amar Nachma, Yitzchak Kosheni. If somebody drank one cup of wine during the meal, he shouldn't use the second cup that he's going to use a kosher bracha, because that's sugis, it's pears. Tayna Mehochi, Hashoysa Keflayim, if you're using the second cup, Lo Yivarech, don't use that for the kosher bracha. Shem Shnei Mehika in Lekras El Yisrael, you should use something that you prepared properly for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vayelei Mesaken. If it's a cup that's used for Zugas, it's not the cup that you should use for kosher bracha. Amar Avuv Amalei B'Masnisa Tana, Hoichel U'Mehalech, if somebody eats and walks, even though he was walking when he was eating, Mevarach Me'umet, he should stand in one place when he says Birchas Hamazon. However, says the Rosh, that's only if somebody's walking around in his house. He was eating a meal while he was walking in his house, and now he comes to Birchas Hamazon. So the Halach is teaching us that he should say Birchas Hamazon in one spot. But let's say he is in a car, in a plane, train, saying, eating, and now he comes to Birchas Hamazon. He doesn't have to stop. He can continue riding in those vehicles and say Birchas Hamazon. And this halacha doesn't only apply to the person who's leading the Birchas Hamazon. This halacha applies to everyone who has to say Birchas Hamazon. Kshu'aychem u'umet, if he was standing when he ate, mevarach miyushev, he should say Birchas Hamazon sitting. Kshu'meisev u'aychem, if he was reclining when he ate, Yoshev Mevarach, when he says Brichas HaMazon, he should say it in a sitting fashion out of respect. V'lchus HaBekula, the halacha in all of these halachas, is Yoshev Mavarech. You have to be very careful. And in fact, I saw that Tosfos points out that we're especially careful by Brichas HaMazon. Because, as we've discussed many times, regarding the Chiyuv Brichas HaMazon, the Torah says the words V'chalta V'savata V'rachta, and V'savata stands for Shev Eis, sit at the time of Brichas HaMazon. And as we said earlier, the Pasuk says, Hikoin L'kras HaLekach Yisrael, when you're going to bench, you should do it prepared properly. However, Paskal the Shulchan Aruch in Simakuf Pei Gimel Siftes, that if somebody did not follow what our Gemara just taught us, and he said Brichas HaMazon reclining, walking, whatever, he doesn't have to repeat the Brichas HaMazon. Hadron Loch Shlosha Shachlu, Hadron Loch Shlosha Shachlu, Hadron Loch Shlosha Shachlu. We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the next parak, the parak of Elu Dvarim, teaches us the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim, Be'Meshem Be'Sel B'Suda. We're going to have quite a number of halachas that reflect what we need to do a meal that are machlokes b'sham b'sil. So the question is, how didn't they know what everybody always ate? Everybody always said Brichas HaMazon or the other halachas that we're about to learn. So how could there be a machlokes between b'sham and b'sil what to do? Didn't they know from previous generations all the time what they did by Brichas HaMazon, that now our Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, are going to speak about Machlokes. So apparently, Seder Rishonim, that in earlier times, there were different Menhagim. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel wanted to standardize the Menhagim amongst all of Klal Yisrael. So Beis Shammai and Mevarach al Yoyim, V'akach Mevarach al Yayin. By Kiddush, Friday night, or the night of Yontif, we make a Bari Priya Goffin, and we also make the Bracha Kiddush HaYoyim. So B'Shamayim Mevarach HaYoyim, Mevarach Kach, Mevarach HaYayin. Or B'Shamayim Mevarach HaYayin, first we make the Bari Priya Goffin, V'Akach Mevarach HaYoyim. And the Gemara soon will explain the basis of this halacha. B'Shamayim Noitlu Yadayim, first wash Netilas Yadayim, Achach Kach, Moizgun Sekois, and only after that, do we dilute the wine? We say, I'm in Maizgim. First, we dilute as a kais, and then Neutlin Leidayim, and only afterwards do we wash Natilas Yadayim. B'Shamay Omrim, B'Kanach Yodav Mapa, you wash, you keep your hands clean with a towel, or Menicha Al Shulchan, and you can leave it on the table. We say, I'm in Al Kesis. It shouldn't be put on the table, it should be put on the cushion on the side of the table. All of these machlokes are going to be explained in the Gemara Mitzvah. B'Sham Amrim, Mechabnin HaSabayis. First you sweep, V'akach Noitlin Yadayim, and afterwards you should wash Mayim Achroinim. B'Sham Amrim, Noitlin Yadayim, first wash Mayim Achroinim, V'akach Mechabnin HaSabayis. The question is, what's the basis of the machlokes? So Rashi explains that we're worried that if you're going to wash, Beis Shammai is worried that if you're going to wash Mayim Achroinim first, everything is going to get wet and difficult to clean. And therefore do it in that order. And he says, no, you could wash first and then clean the house. Beis Shammai Omrim, the question is that a person has to say Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos and also say Brichas HaMazon. And he only has one cup of wine. What is the proper Seder? So Beis Shammai Omrim, first you say the bracha on the mazon, on ner. First you say the bracha on the ner. Then you say mazon. Then you say samim. And then you say avdala. So Omrim, ner b'samim, mazva avdala. Everybody agrees that avdala is done last. The reason avdala is done last is because you want to delay ending Shabbos. The halacha of ner should be done first, is because as soon as you bring the ner, you have a nor from the ner, and since you have a nor from the ner, you should make the bracha. The question is, does Brichas HaMazon come before besamim? Because you already ate, so you have a chi Brichas HaMazon, or maybe you should have Brichas besamim together with the Brichas HaNer, because they're both part of the adala. B'shemer Emrim, the proper nusach is Boirei Ma'or Heish, and Beis Hillel holds Boirei Ma'or Heish. Eim Avarchim Al Ner, the halach is you're not allowed to use for a candle, V'loyal P'samim nor for B'samim Shal Akum, of the Akum, Loyal Ner V'loyal P'samim Shal Mesim, nor may you use the Ner or B'samim of people who are not alive. You're not allowed to have a no from a mace. V'loy al aner v'psamim shel avodah zarah. Nor may you use the ner or the psamim of ner psamim of avodah zarah. Ve'im avarchem al aner. You may not make the bracha of bari mareish at shiyosul aray until you actually have hana. So I saw that the Sefer Amir Yafa says that Eim Avarchem on Ner, the mitzvah is called a Ner, and the Torah around it is called the Or. Eim Avarchem on Ner, you're not having fulfilled the mitzvah at Chiyusa L'Oira until you have a Nor from you learn the halachas of the mitzvah. That's when you should perform the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah. Misha achav v'shachav loy berich. Somebody ate and forgot to say brach achroina. And now he went somewhere else. B'shama miyachs l'mokaymai. He should go back to his original place to say brach samazin. V'yivarech. V'yisal amram. V'yivarech v'mokam shenizku. Say brach samazin where you remembered. And it's clear from the Gemara. Everybody agrees, of course, it would be best to go back. But the question is, if it's difficult to go back, what should you do? Ad masim evarech, how long can you say birchas hamazon after you finish the meal? Ad shkedei, she is akal hamazon shevameyav, until the food has been digested. Ba'alahem yayin ach hamazon. If they ate a meal, they finished the meal, they didn't say birchas hamazon, and now a cup of wine came. Im ein shem elois akos, if there's going to be only that cup, mevorach, v'shamay mevorach ayayin, you drink the wine, make the bracha, drink it, v'akach mevorach alamazon, and then say birchas hamazon, even though you won't have a cup, because obviously his opinion is that the bracha birchas hamazon al kais we discussed early in the shir is not essential. V'shamay mevorach alamazon, say birchas hamazon v'akach mevorach alayayin, because his opinion obviously is that you have to have yayin for birchas hamazon. Oyna amen ach Yisrael mevorach. You could respond amen after Yisrael, who said a bracha, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha. Then amen ach kuti, but you can't respond amen after a kuti who makes a bracha. Ach yish mekal bracha kula, until you hear the entire bracha. But what we see from here is that if a kuti, if an akum makes a bracha, and you know that he made the bracha the way we make a bracha, with the Shem Hashem, then you're allowed to answer Amen even on his brachas. It's a Yerushalmi. Tanabonim. Dvarim, Ben Beisham and Beisil Besuda. We've discussed differences of opinion between Beisham and Beisil regarding a meal. Beisham and Mevarach al-Yoyim v'akam Mevarach al-Yayim. When we make Kiddush Friday night, first we say the bracha al-Yoyim and then the bracha on the Yayin. Why? She-Yoyim goyim al-Yayin she-Yavoy. If not for Shabbos, there would be no wine here. And he also gives another reason. Shabbos begins, that means Shabbos begins as soon as Shabbos begins, or as soon as Yom Kabbal Shabbos. The Kiddush, making Kiddush, comes later. If you don't have wine, or as the Ritva says, or Chalot, because if you don't have wine, you can make challah, kiddush on challah, then you can't say kiddush. Davachar, shebirch tiyayin tadira. It's much more common to make brach on a wine. Birch seyoyim ena tadira. And we have a klal, as the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that Pei Tesa Manalov teaches us, tadir v'sheyna tadir, tadir kaidim. Why? Because the Pasuk says regarding the Karban Musaf, that in Shabbos, when we bring the Karban Musaf, we should first bring the Karban Tamid, because the Karban Tamid is brought every day, and the Karban Musaf is only brought on Shabbos. So the Tzlach asks a question. Even though Birchas Yayin is more Tadr than Kiddush, but isn't Birchas Yayin only a Derabbanan? Birchas Anenen is a Derabbanan. Birchas HaKiddush is a Deraisa. So shouldn't you make the Bracha on the Deraisa before the Derabbanan? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach say that the Kiddush that we say at the meal Friday night is also only Midrabbanan, because as we've discussed many times, you could be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush with Kiddush by davening. So when we're saying Kiddush, it's all the Rabbanan, and there is no issue of the Raisa before the Rabbanan. The Shagas Arya, however, says that when we apply the different rules of Kedima mitzvahs, like we're saying here, Tadav Shein Tadar Tadar Kaidim, even applies when the mitzvah the Rabbanan, when it's a mitzvah the Rabbanan and a mitzvah the Raisa, still these different rules apply. I saw a beautiful vart from Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik Zatzal. On this halacha, the Beis Hillel teaches us that we should make the Birchas HaYayin and then the Birchas HaKiddush. Says Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik. He says, we learned in this Masechta that somebody eats food without making a bracha. He's a mal, he's a geizel, he's stealing from Hashem. So says Rav Yoshe Ben, if you're going to make, you have to make the Birchas HaYayin first. You know why you have to make the Birchas HaYayin first? Because until you make the Birchas HaYayin, the wine is not yours. And since the wine is not yours, you can't make a bracha on something, you can't say Kiddush on wine that doesn't belong to you. So therefore, first say Bari Priya Goffin, the wine becomes yours, and after the wine becomes yours, then you could say the Kiddush on wine that you own. Valacha, says the Gemara, is Kedivrei Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, my davar acher, why did Beis Hillel have to give two reasons? After, besides giving the reason, Sheyayin Goyrim, Beis Hillel said another reason. Beis Hillel said that, Tadav Sheyna Tadar, V'chi Teima, because if you'll say, Hosum Tarti, that Beis Shammai gave two reasons, V'ocha Chada. And Beis Hillel only gave one reason. That's why we show that Hachanami Tarti Ninu, that Beis Hillel also has two explanations for their reasoning. Shebirch Sayyoyim Tadira, Birch Sayyoyim Ena Tadira, and Tadav Shena Tadu Tadu Kayyadu. Valach Kedir Beis Hillel asked Gemar Pshita, the Nafka Baskel, there was a Baskel that came out and said, Eil Veilu Divrel Kim Chayim. Both opinions are very important. However, Valacha Kebeis Hillel answers the Gemara. Ibai Seima, this price was Koyne Baskel. Before the Baskel announced that we always Paskel like Beis Hillel. Ibai Seima, this price is even talking about Lacha Baskel. Rabbi Shuhi, but it's following the opinion of Rabbi Shua, the Omar, Emesh Gichem Baskel, we don't pay attention to a Baskel. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzi, Daf Nun Tesum Beis, where it's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim about a certain oven and its susceptibility to Tumah, and a Baskel come out and said that the Aloch is Rebbe Elazar, stood up Rebbe Yeshua and he said, L'tayra loy b'shamayim, do we follow the rule of Achir Rabban Lahatis? We go after the majority of Rabbanan, and we don't follow the Baskel. So the fact that the Baskel says that the Aloch Beis Hillel is immaterial. We have to have that the Braisa Shepaskin, Aloch Beis Hillel.